Ms. Schrank, if you could come forward.
Good evening, school board. My name's Barb Schrank, and I'm here to talk about fine arts. A little bit of confusion that I seem to have, and maybe you can help me clarify it. Last spring, if I remember, there was a proposal that came before the school board for a music program at the elementary level from the superintendent that involved a restructuring of the current general K through 5 and also changes to the instrumental portion of the program. My understanding was that the school board made a decision to reject reject that proposal, which basically in 06-07 would have reduced the instrumental in fifth grade, and in 07-08 it would have eliminated it as part of the curriculum. And my understanding was that the decision had been made by the board to go forward with instrumental music twice a week in fifth grade, and that there also would be a pilot program that would be underway at Emerson as it related to instrumental music and general music. Since that time, what I've learned just very recently, and I haven't had a lot of time to necessarily take a look at it, that actually that there is a planning group underway with the title of Elementary Music Design Team. I would have thought that after the spring decision, that what you might have seen was perhaps maybe an assessment of the general music component and or an assessment of the string component and or a combination of both. What I have here from taking a look at the design team members is that all of the membership are general music teachers. Some of them might have joint assignments or licenses, but their representation is as general music teachers. The other thing is that what I see is that rather than the broad statement of elementary music school design, really what we're talking about is consistent quality general music programming K through 5. I could understand taking a look at that. The concern I have is that I can understand that there's a lot of information to look at and a lot of questions. I know that the majority of the board has had an interest in this and has raised some very important questions, and I appreciate their support. I do think, though, that if it's looking at a broader K through 5 program, that as part of the invitation, it might have gone out to the instrumental teachers, instrumental-only teachers, which it did not. I looked back through some of the correspondence and did not find that. And I would just like to conclude by saying that the first piece of information data that was presented at the October 13th meeting, which I found very peculiar in terms of a review, in terms of redesigning a program, was a review of the elementary level strings programming data. And it began by saying, how do we use data and how do we use it? And it goes on to talk about in terms of enrollment and what I consider to be a fairly narrow, limited way. And then it ends by saying that with this data in mind, what patterns and trends appear to be evident, what conclusions can be drawn, what is the significance of this when we think about planning elementary music programming. I just think that if this information is being shared, it should also have gone to the elementary staff. And I found it a little confusing when I listened last week to the presentation of the Performance and Achievement Committee, and I appreciate their interest in looking at this over the next year, that this did not come up and mentioned. Otherwise, I would have spoken to this a bit more. And I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I will be looking at the data and providing comments and also following up with some staff. But I wanted to bring it to your attention. Thank you.
Superintendent, I believe you wanted to respond.
We do have a design team, as I think we told the board at the end of the year last year that we would, looking at the general music program. Which is the program that right now all of our students take, and if they take strings or something, they can, in addition to that. Certainly the pilot program that we're running at Emerson would change that to be an option. But even before the strings program, we also offer music in grades K, 1, 2, 3, regardless of what happens with everything else. Our intention has always been, and the intention of our fine arts coordinator has been, to have this design team to look at the structure and what we're doing in the general music program. This does not have anything to do at this point with our strings program at all, but it's strictly looking at the general music program that everybody takes.
Ms. Mathag, Ms. Robards.
I'm feeling a little confused then, because if the idea and the intent is to do a review of general music, then why would, if this is, am I correct in understanding this is the data that's being used currently?
That was the data that was, there was an all-day meeting of the committee on Friday the 13th of October. That information was the only data packet that they received, and it was regarding the elementary strings program. So there wasn't anything in terms of enrollment, let's say, in the general music program, no information in terms of what does a curriculum look like.
What I was confused about is, and this is actually a question for the superintendent, but I just want to make sure I understood the origins of this document. If one were looking at the general music program, why would one start by reviewing data on the strings program?
I mean, since I didn't play in the meeting and wasn't there, I don't know. But certainly, I think our design team has the authority and to look at anything that relates to our general music. I mean, they don't need to look at what the enrollment is in general music, because everybody's enrolled in general music except at Emerson. So there's no need to do that. Now, what the intent was and why they were looking at strings and how they saw that impacting general music, I can't answer that. I'll be glad to get the answer and forward it to the board.
I think, as a board member, I'd be interested in knowing more about sort of the process and what is being envisioned, because it may be that all students are enrolled in strings, but are in general music, but the fact is that typically if you were going to bring in something like the strings program, then you would be doing it for a comparative reason, and you would include data about both programs, not just one. It just seems like I'm trying to get my head around the logic, and I would love to know more about sort of what they have planned.
I'll be glad to find out why they brought the strings program in. But again, normally when we're looking at programs, I don't restrict what information they bring in, those kind of things. They're free to explore what they want to, as long as they reach the goal, which for them right now is a redesign of the general music program and has nothing to do in redesigning or changing the strings program.
Ms. Robards.
Well, I have several concerns. One is the makeup of the. If it's true that the redesign team includes no instrumental music people, that would seem to me, or teachers, that would seem to me to say this activity is not in line with, I think, our decisions in the budget and elsewhere to continue these programs and to evaluate them carefully and to try our 1 year of choice. I'm concerned about this going forward at a time when performance and achievement is asking a question that includes this. We're talking about a task force that will look at what we as a community want in fine arts at all levels. And, you know, I think answers to the questions about who's on the team, what are they doing, who's off the team, why are they off the team, would be one place to start. But I'm also concerned that these internal design teams have, at least in the case of middle school redesign, also had the impact of shutting the board out until all recommendations and data are analyzed and it goes to the superintendent and you make a recommendation, then and only then we might have a good idea of what's under discussion. That to me is not going, that kind of process is very likely to leave the board where it has been year after year after year at budget time, with various reasons why instrumental music needs to be cut back. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's not financial, and not with a satisfying, objective process that could include some community, but certainly should include some of our teachers of instrumental music. And I find it particularly bothersome that this is where this committee would start. So I would appreciate some answers to questions about who's on the committee and what's its charge. But also, I'd like to discuss at whatever the appropriate meeting is, whether the board's going to have a role or whether we are going to be in the same position we were with middle school and it's all over before we know what the parameter of the discussion is.
Superintendent.
Actually, I believe the middle school design team presented two interim reports to the board throughout the process. I believe, if I remember correctly, we did present an interim report early on in the process saying this is what we were doing, this was our process, this is where we're going. I think we presented another interim report before the final report came to the board for the board's reaction. We would see the same process here. I believe there are people on the committee who are certified in instrumental music and have taught it. It seems to me like that this is an ongoing debate that we've had over and over again about these kinds of issues. I would suggest that if the board doesn't want us to do internal design teams to change the curriculum, that the board take action to say don't do that and let's let everything be initiated by the board. Because it's very difficult for us to try to move our district forward, to try to make the kinds of changes that we as a staff believe need to be made, that we believe and that I believe are within the purview of the superintendent, and we go through this every time. So we would be more than happy to not do any of that and to allow the board to initiate it if you want to or direct us what to do, because it's difficult when every time we start down this road, if there's any kind of controversy at all in it, that we end up in having this discussion about who does what with what. I believe I agree with Ms. Robarts. That needs to be decided. It needs to be decided how we're going to approach curriculum change and instructional pedagogy change in this school district, so that we're not, because we need to be concentrating our efforts on the change for our kids, not our efforts on who's doing what to who. And we'd be more than happy to have the board define what role the board wants the administration and our staff to take in that process.
Ms. Cubson.
For the design team, the general music design team, will they come back? Is it your expectation or that they will or will be even allowed to come back with a recommendation on what to do with elementary strings? Or will their work be limited to what to do with general music, and that elementary strings will not be part of the recommendation?
That's correct. The purpose of this group is to focus solely on the general music program.
So would it be accurate to say that then it would be inappropriate for this group to say, for example, the general music program will be stronger if we eliminate elementary strings?
That's correct. That would be inappropriate. They are strictly redesigning the general music program.
And how the general music program
will be delivered and what would be in it and all those kind of things. They are not addressing strings at all. And if they are, that would be inappropriate.
I had a quick question. Superintendent, when you do these design teams and over your tenure, who kind of triggers that? Is that something like maybe the staff look at things, maybe the coordinators? Who in essence says, you know, boy, we really need to look at this. You know, our demographics are changing, or maybe how instruments are used, or what type of instruments. How do you go about that? How does it get to you?
Well, it can be triggered by any number of people, and any number of things. It could be triggered, for example. Let me give you a special education example. Our data, for example, shows and has shown for a while that we have a disproportionate number of children of color, particularly African-American children, in special education, particularly in ED and LD. Jack Jorgensen, as our executive director of special education, triggered a whole process among his staff, supported by the senior management team, to really look at how we address that, how we approach it, what causes it, what can we do about it. And out of that has come a whole process of how to do that. So it could be initiated by me based on what I see. It could be initiated by our assistant superintendents, Pam Nash or Sue Applenap. It could be initiated by Lisa Wachtel or somebody within her staff. It depends on who's actually looking at that data. They're almost always approved by the senior management team before a redesign even starts. But we've done this beginning, actually, the first thing that we did was actually the writing process back in about 1995 or 96 when we went to six traits writing. So it's a process that we've used forever. But it can be generated from anywhere within the staff, and generally would come from the data, would be driven by something that we see that isn't performing as well as it should for all of our kids, would be generally what would cause it. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Roberts and Ms. Mathak.
This discussion's gotten a little broader, and I just wondered if our speaker had anything else that she wanted to add.
Thank you. Just a couple of things. It would help. Thanks for the clarification, Superintendent Rainwater, that this is only to take a look at the assessment of general music in the elementary and is not to look at the entire K through 5 music program and what that might be. I would ask then for the documents, if that could be clarified. The charge of the team reads as to design a consistent elementary music program that is both standards-based and includes multicultural experiences. Now, the current curriculum does state that. However, I think it needs to be clarified. It states at the top elementary music design team that it would help with clarification that if that is specifically identified, that you're looking at the piece of elementary music that is what is offered and your assessment of that and the recommendations. Otherwise, I think it's confusing. And I agree with you. The only thing I wanted to say is, yes, I do know that there are representatives on the committee that have multiple licenses. I'm aware of that, and that wasn't my comment. Their representation here is specified. Is consistent with what you said, as they are specified here as general music teachers. And the only other thing that I would add is that in looking, I think it's important in looking at that, but to just make sure you have the middle and the high school in there. So I understand that and I appreciate that, and I hope that the documentation can clarify that. So I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony, Ms. Schrank. Ms. Mathak.
I really appreciate your patience in going through some of this discussion, Mr. Rainwater, because I think that my concern is a couple things. One is, and it's, I think you're right, you do need working groups. I mean, you know, you've got a lot of things to do and a lot of decisions to make, and that is how it moves forward. I've personally felt a little bit confused because, if I'm not mistaken, there were some discussions of the arts in performance and achievement at their last meeting, and so I was trying to get my head around how this group fits with whatever might be happening with performance and achievement. And the other piece is that, insofar as the composition of the committee is concerned and sort of the initial focus points, one thing I would say is that sometimes it's the things that we don't include that come back to bite us. And I'm thinking about, some of the discussions and how, in fact, they could be enriched by having someone who is a practicing strings teacher as part of that conversation, in part because sometimes the most interesting breakthroughs come when people who don't have an obvious commonality of interest find that commonality of interest. And so, it's sort of the same as we did with the East High School Attendance Area Task Force. We didn't talk about La Follette, and it turns out that maybe it would have been good to do that at some point. But I'm just thinking that I think this is a great project, but I would hope that some of the thinking could actually be broad enough to think through how the general music program relates to other components of music, again, all the way up through the high school level.
I think that leads me to clarify the first thing. What we're talking about in performance and achievement is exactly that. This is one little piece of looking at a very specific K-5 general music curriculum. The approach And when Julie Palkowski comes to do her presentation to, because that's one piece of music. I mean, not just one piece of music, because fine arts is much broader than music, including the visual arts and including now computer graphics and dance and a lot of other things that we do. The work with the Performance Achievement Committee will be looking at the broad fine arts curriculum, including how it all fits together. And in the group that Julie is working with on that includes not only our own internal staff, but also the group of people from throughout the community that she has an ongoing relationship with, including the people who are at the various art venues, people from the university and the various disciplines of fine arts that we use. And that's what she'll be bringing to the board is exactly the look that you're talking about. This is a very specific internal design team to look at how we're teaching the curriculum with that very specific small part. So both those two things will be going on simultaneously. And when we come, and I guess it's next month that we come to the Performance and Achievement Committee to talk about that. That's the very broad look at how everything fits together.
Ms. Gubza?
Could I just ask that the charge to the committee or task force be clarified then on what you were indicating, that,
sure,
that they won't address the
sure
strings? Thanks.
Also internally have the ability to just say stop.
Well, it's just after we had our conversation with the equity task force and we realized how seriously they took the task given to them, I think just a little clarification doesn't matter.
I understand. I'll be glad to do that with them. Our internal teams are a little bit different.
Okay. The next item on our agenda is financial transactions, number 4, Carol. I'm sorry. I went too fast.